Watch, brawl erupts at New York restaurant, nothing but trouble. By Amy Furr on March 18, 2022. A fight broke out inside a City Island, New York restaurant on Wednesday as bystanders watched in disbelief, News 12 The Bronx reported Thursday. Video footage of the incident showed a large crowd inside the busy restaurant with two people appearing to hold on to each other as one of them threw punch after punch. Moments later, a person wearing a black shirt lifted a white chair into the air and tossed it at others standing nearby. But a man in a gray shirt appeared to try and calm the person who tossed the piece of furniture. Further into the clip, an individual wearing a blue and white jacket appeared to be holding another person wearing a dark-colored jacket down while someone standing next to them hit the person being held. The pair then fell on the floor and a man wearing a blue vest tried to separate them. This place has been nothing but trouble. Should have let the owner develop it as houses, one social media user commented. I drive right past this place for this reason right here. Unbelievable. Another wrote. One witness told News 12, like, chairs are being thrown, like, people are getting punched in their face. It just was crazy. According to the outlet, it was not the first time such an incident occurred at the Seafood City eatery. A surprisingly similar brawl broke out there in 2017. It's really sad. These are grown people obviously and they're not setting a good example for our kids. For the young people, and it's really sad, resident Sam Fisher commented. Another social media user expressed frustration at the video, writing, Wow, come on Seafood City. Time to bolt the chairs to the ground like they do at Tony's. Meanwhile, officials with the state liquor authority said they were investigating the incident. And Community Board 10 was waiting on additional information from law enforcement before deciding what to do. Community boards are local representative bodies of which there are 59 in New York City, according to the city government's website.